Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Pulver's Towing. We are into week 3 of our June Ladies Month segment. We'll be joined by sprint car driver Carly Becker. We'll also hear from Josh from Rhino Ag, Jesse from Medieval Chassis, and a little more from our title sponsor, Pulver's Towing, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Honda has found a way to make the great outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best ATV, Pioneer, and Talon models. Find one with the power to take on your biggest jobs and adventures and get an awesome deal, like up to $1,400 factory-to-dealer incentives on select models. Just head to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event and make this your best year outdoors yet. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, celebrating 60 years as USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Have you ever been stuck? I mean, really stuck. This is Darcy from Pulver Towing. Over the years, we've been called to fields and job sites where they've spent days trying to free a piece of equipment from the muck. If you don't have time to wait, call Pulver Towing. Our towing experts will have you out in hours instead of days. With locations in Rochester, Worthington, Fulda, and Marshall. If you're stuck, call Pulver Towing today.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
For over 95 years, Napa Auto Parts has been there for you. And right now, Napa has big savings on hand tools, power tools, and tool sets. A Craftsman half-inch corded impact wrench makes a great gift for dad or a grad at just $99.99. Get up to $100 in trade-in for your old tools during DeWalt's trade-in trade-up. And Black Diamond Avalanche refrigerant is only $29.99 after mail-in rebate. With locations throughout the listening area, you're never far from a Napa, a proud member of the local community.
We've all heard the old saying, going the extra mile. When it comes to repairing your vehicle, that old saying rings true at Midwest Collision in Faribault. You may have to drive that extra mile, but Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision will reward you with quick and educational estimates. Plus, they'll go the extra mile to make sure you are completely satisfied with your repair. Call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434. They're miles ahead of the competition.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil and VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is week 3 of June Ladies Month, and I am joined by sprint car driver Carly Becker. And Carly, you literally grew up a sprint car driver. Your dad drove, your mom is a crew chief. What are your earliest memories of race cars or racing?
Oh man, I actually rehearsed this. I thought you would ask something just like this. So the year after my dad got burnt and went back racing, I think that was 2001, he was just winning everything, which is really, really great. You come back from a terrible accident and then you're winning everything. That's a great confidence booster. So we were at Redwood, and my aunt and uncle would take me and my four other cousins out to the racetrack, and she would videotape it with a camcorder. And I remember, I guess I was like 7 or 8, maybe a little younger. And I was like, Aunt Becky, Aunt Becky, when my daddy wins, we're going to the pit. And then the funniest thing is that my dad did win that race. So I already called that he was going to win it before he actually won it.
Your mom was on the Dirt Show last Saturday, and she just killed it. What a great interview, and what a great lady.
Yeah, she did. She absolutely did an amazing job. I was so proud of her. She was telling me that she did so horrible and she sounded so bad. She sounded dumb. And I was like, you rocked it, Mom. You did the best job you possibly could have done.
Let's talk about your dad. In the past, if a father has a daughter, he might think to himself that our family racing history is going to end with me. It's not that way anymore. When do you think your dad started to notice you were interested?
I started driving. We had a Kawasaki mule that I used to drive around the yard. Then they got me a four-wheeler, and then I got a PW80. And then my dad broke out his go-karts that he used to race back in the 80s, and I loved racing down the driveway. We had one hairpin turn that I always liked to drift around, and that was probably when I was 10. And then shortly after that, I was about 15, I got into his 360 sprint and just raced around the back at Arlington. They let me just race around the back, but they said if I started to get too crazy and start winning or something that I couldn't race there anymore with too big of a motor because they had 305s at the time.
So many drivers over the years have had racing experience with karts, and they train drivers in a lot of great techniques on how to keep momentum up, how to power slide through the turns. It's really a great training tool if you have a child that expresses some interest in racing.
Yeah, for sure. Coming off of the go-karts being so old, I was like, you know, I got to be a great driver because this motor might not get me anywhere. But I liked racing go-karts out at Arlington. I think I only raced about 3 years. And two out of the 3 years, I think I was second in points and then third in points. And then the last year kind of fell off the wagon because I'd rather watch my dad's sprint car race than race a go-kart. And then after that, we got a car together, and I was on the big track, moved from the little oval out to the big oval on the outside.
Park Jefferson, South Dakota raised a lot of racers' spirits this spring, giving them somewhere to race. How did that trip go, and what was it like to finally get into the car and turn some laps?
That was a long trip. That was about 3 hours, 45 minutes from our house. We got there, it was like 36 degrees, so it was pretty cold, but I have my four-layer suit, so I was warm. Still needed a stocking cap, though. It was pretty chilly. I didn't have the best of luck, but my dad, that was his first night out, and it was so awesome. We were standing in the infield, and he was racing in the feature, and we were jumping up and down, going crazy. It was just awesome to see my dad back in the saddle after like a year being off because he blew up his motor last year right in the beginning of the season.
Fans who have not visited that racetrack, what was it like from a driver's perspective?
I always like to see fans in the stands, that's for sure. I'm kind of sad about the fact that I don't have as many people come to visit me down in the pits. Like, I like to see little kids down there. Like, I like to have them jump in the car, stuff like that. The funniest thing is when they come into my pit and they see my fiance, they go, "Oh, you raced a hell of a race tonight. That was such a great job." And he's like, "What?" That was her. And then they're just astonished by that it was me, a girl, and not him. That's something that I really like. Fans in the stands always makes racing so much better.
Speaking of your boyfriend, Robert, he has been a real asset to the Becker Racing team, and now you have your own trailer and 4x4 so you can travel as your very own team.
Yes, we do. We just got the trailer. We bought it from Troy Manifel. He just sold out all of his stuff, and we were kind of buying things here and there from him, and then my boyfriend goes, "So how much do you want for that trailer?" And then a couple days later, we offered him some cash, and he was like, "Sure." So then we took it straight from his house. Then we went straight down to Cedar Lake, I want to say. It was first debut at Cedar Lake, and it's so much nicer. I feel like it's less stressful because we were taking two vehicles anyway because we would haul two four-wheelers, and then my mom and dad would haul two sprint cars.
The move to the country has been great for the sprint car team, and I could imagine it also is a great move for your dogs. They must love being able to get out and run.
Oh, man. So we have five dogs. Two of them are my parents, which is Bella and Hoosier. And then I have two dogs, which are Bill and Simba. And Sim loves to go to the pig barn up the road. He just came back this morning. He was covered in pig blood somehow. He just loves it up there. Whenever he disappears, that's where he's at. And then Robert has Rex. And Rex is a good boy out of most of them.
Going to Cedar Lake a few weeks ago on June 7th, what a great sprint car track. Even with the feature being rained out, it must have felt good to get a few laps around Cedar Lake Speedway.
Yeah, Cedar Lake is probably the top of my track. I've had the best luck there, but not this year mostly. I have a fuel issue that we think we got figured out. So hopefully when we go back to Cedar on the 20th and then probably Jackson that Friday, hopefully I'll have it all figured out and I'll be able to get some laps in. But Cedar has had so many milestones for me that it's always going to hold a place in my heart for sure. I just can't say enough good things about the track. They're always thankful that you're there. They always wish you to come back. And all the officials, they'll give you a fist bump. They'll give you a thumbs up, stuff like that. It's just a great, great atmosphere to be at.
We talked about adjusting the car to react to the changing track surfaces with your mom last weekend. What information do you give her after your heat race to help make those adjustments?
So usually when I come off the track, if the tail end of the car kind of wanted to slide out, that would mean that we'd have to get it a little tighter. And then usually I always ask for it tighter. Or when it's a little tackier, she loosens it up, stuff like that. They always place bets on who sets the car up better, my boyfriend Robert or my mom. And my mom just lost $20 to Robert recently, so that was great.
You have a new job closer to home, Agripur in Le Sueur, making one of my favorite things on the planet, cheese. What do you do at Agripur, and does their schedule work for race nights for you?
So I'm in the shipping department warehouse area, and I work Monday through Friday, 7 to 3 o'clock. So it's a little close timing for Jackson, but it's still doable. So it's a better schedule than what anybody else might give out. So we make it work.
Arlington Raceway, what a historic track. And the speeds, I just watched the sprint cars coming off the corner. You are really moving down the front stretch.
For sure. I would say that I have gotten better at that track, but since kind of broadening my horizons and going to Cedar, going to Jackson, I was at Murray County Speedway. It's just made a whole lot of difference just seeing all these different track types, different sizes, different dirt compositions, stuff like that, that I feel like I've become a better racer because I've moved tracks around. Before, I was like, I will never leave Arlington. I'm just going to race Arlington all the time. But now I'm glad that I've decided to move around and go to different tracks and be better as a racer.
The Arlington Raceway racing family. What a great group of people in the pit area, and the track does an excellent job of growing new drivers with their karting program like you participated in.
Yep, I did some of the go-kart stuff for about 3 years. I didn't really get to know many people that did the karting stuff just because I was kind of more into sprint cars and I kind of just minded my own and just kind of raced the go-kart. I didn't have a whole lot of fun with it, but it was still a great learning experience. But the sprint car community at Arlington is crazy. Like after my accident I had there on the front stretch, a friend of ours that just started racing this year, he's actually gotten a whole lot better since I saw him at Cedar Lake last weekend. We just went to test and tune at Arlington last weekend, and his family packed up my car, packed everything up, took it to their house when I had my accident because my mom wanted it out of the infield. We don't want gawkers going down there looking at stuff in case something bad happened. And he loaded all my stuff up, no problem, took it back. And then when I got back out, then he let us come to the house and check it out. And after I came back and I was going to get in the car, there was a guy, Brandon Allen, he's a pretty big name. he told me, he goes, you're a true racer now, because nobody thought you'd get back in the car after that kind of a wreck. So I really, really appreciated him saying that. You know, it really boosted my confidence, and I really appreciate it, because I don't think that I would be where I'm at today, for sure.
There are also a great group of lady drivers at Arlington Raceway, including yourself, Sarah and Ashlyn Moriarty, Andrea and Kyron. That has to make it easier that you're not the only woman in the infield.
Yeah, whenever we went to Arlington, we would park next to Tiffany Moss. She races a B-Mod at Arlington, and her boyfriend, Jesse Kripes, they used to pit side by side together, and she was so much fun to be around, and we would talk and stuff like that, and it was just a lot of fun to have a girl perspective.
You also have a number one fan, your nephew. He loves to watch you race.
Yeah, one of my bigger memories at Cedar Lake, I started the heat race. I believe I was on the inside, and Harry Hansen was on the pole. And Harry Hansen is very, very good at Cedar. He always dominates the field at Cedar. And my brother, my sister-in-law, and my nephew were up there. And the biggest thing that made me just smile was when I was racing, I was still in second, and all I could see was my nephew and my brother and my sister-in-law just fist bumping, and they were jumping up and down, and it was the greatest experience that I've had so far.
He also lets you know if you don't acknowledge him. He says, Mimi, you didn't wave. Why didn't you wave? It's not like you have anything else you need to be concentrating on when you're driving a sprint car, right?
Yeah, right. He comes over to the house, wants to race a go-kart, and I should tell him he should try to wave at me while he's trying to race it and then let me know. And then I have arm restraints on, so you can only see a quarter of an inch of my fingertips, so I can't really wave at him either. But I think he gets it. I come see him after I race. I'll come to the stands, and I'll sit by him for a couple races, then go back and stuff like that. Yeah, he's a little turd.
It is literally amazing that you can do what you can do with the visibility you have. When you think about getting all of the safety equipment on, getting strapped into the car, the head and neck restraints, the arm restraints, and then having the right wing panel down partially over your sight. It's basic instinct, and you have a very little window you can look out in front where you can see where you're going to make your next move.
Yeah, surprisingly, when you're in a sprint car, you can actually hear other cars around you. I know it sounds crazy because your car is loud enough the way it is, but you can actually hear a car coming up on you or coming up on the side. You can see their nose wing most of the time. Actually, just this year, I got a seat that actually fits me, so I can actually see over. That was 10 times more helpful so that I could see and not be in the way or anything like that.
The trip to LA to shoot the video at Medtronics, how did that come about, and are we able to watch that video somewhere?
So I am type 1 diabetic. I've been type 1 diabetic for 12 years, I think, this July, and my insurance was up, so I could get a new pump if I wanted to. So I looked around, looked at everything, talked to my doctor, and they always have training whenever you get a new pump. So the lady that was selling the pump, she, I think she was a nurse. So she came over to the house and was teaching me how to use it all. And at the time, she started walking around the house, and she was looking at everything. And, of course, we had sprint cars everywhere. And she goes, do you race these? And I was like, yeah, I do. She was like, well, that's cool. I'm going to take that to our marketing department and let them know. And then a couple months later, I had them call me, and they're like, do you want to come out to LA for the weekend and shoot a video? And I was like, of course. We did have a little bit of a problem with the video. They were making the video, and there's so many 7 cars at Cedar Lake that it's crazy. So instead of putting my 7 car in the video, they put Harry Hansen's 7 car in the video, which, yeah, made the video a lot cooler because he's really, really fast. But I was like, that's not me, so I don't really want to share that because that's not me, and I don't want to do that. I think they re-edited it, but I don't know where it is. I'd have to figure out where it is.
How do you deal with and monitor that at the racetrack when it's extremely hot and your typical racetrack food is not conducive with a diabetic diet?
So I usually bring some juice boxes with. It's usually my go-to, but I've been duct taping my pump into my car because I wear a sensor that tests my blood sugar like 300 or something times a day. And if they're not close together, they won't register to each other. So I duct tape it to the steering sector bar. And then if I go low, it'll make a bunch of noise and the screen will light up. So then I'll know, you know, if I can make it a couple more laps or if I got to pull in now. And then usually I got a juice box in my suit somewhere that I can get to it pretty quickly. I actually had a company call me and they're fabbing me up something to put in my car so then it'll be more protected so I won't break the screen or anything like that. So hopefully I'll have a different thing going on soon that looks a lot better than some duct tape.
The tattoo. Not many females have a wing sprint car tattooed on their back. I think that says a lot about your passion for the sport. Do people ask, what is that?
No, they do every once in a while. I've had a couple people ask me if it's a tractor. It's definitely not a tractor. It kind of symbolizes like my dad getting into a wreck and kind of like putting your wrecks past you. So like the car is all black now, so that's done, that's over with. And then crazy enough that I wrecked my own car, so then now it kind of makes sense that you either move forward racing and you just get it done, get back in, get back in the saddle, just race away, or you quit. But I just couldn't find myself to quit.
I had a Hall of Fame sprint car driver tell me one time that you know if a driver is going to be good and they're going to make it in this sport, if they can come back from a bad one and they're able to put that aside and stand on the gas.
Yeah, I hope that's me. Right now, I was having a couple motor issues. It's kind of put a damper on. I'm a little beside myself. I just want to go fast. So I hope when we go to Jackson, I can just hammer down and just go around the track a few times.
Your mom, your dad, and yourself are sticklers on good quality and proper safety equipment. That investment early on is probably the reason why you're still here being able to do this Dirt Show interview with us today.
For sure. I actually, after I had my wreck, I had gotten all new safety equipment because my helmet had been in a crash, so we didn't want to take the chance of the shell being cracked and stuff like that. I got a new Hans device, which is a little better. The other one was kind of like when you go skydiving, it kind of looked like that. So I upgraded to a Zamp. And then now this year I got a new suit that actually fits me. It's not like a men's medium because that's the best that'll fit me. So I got a new suit from Velocita and that's awesome. It fits so much better. I couldn't believe how much room I had left in my seat that we had to buy a different seat.
What does your schedule look like for the remainder of 2020, and are some events on the schedule very exciting for you?
Yeah, so we have a double feature at Cedar because of that one that rained out, I believe that's on the 20th. And then we'll have Jackson on the 19th, Jackson on the 25th with the World of Outlaws. And then I think that July 2nd, we're off because Cedar Lake changed from wing sprints to late models in the World of Outlaws, so we won't be racing on the 4th of July. But other than that, probably some Superior, Ashland, kind of going to go all the way around. I really wanted to go to Hibbing, I think, and Princeton and Ogilvy. My dad raced those tracks, and those seemed like a lot of fun.
Well, I am looking forward to seeing you out at multiple tracks. Good luck throughout the remainder of the 2020 racing season, and thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor. Miners Outdoor, your Total Source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a Powerlift architectural door on your home or cabin. Powerlift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Hello everyone, this is Chad Weirs, Weirs Machine and Racing Products and UltraForce Spring Machines. We're here today to talk a little bit about our new automatic UltraForce machines. In August of 2018, we teamed up with AccuForce Load Machines in Ohio, and we have their automation that we put onto our machines, our framework. These machines are very powerful. They can tell you a lot about your springs, your pull bars, your bump stop packages. Very handy machines. We've learned a tremendous amount with our pull bars since we teamed up with Keith and everybody at AccuForce. The reason we went with AccuForce is we feel they are the leader in this technology, so we're really happy to be a part of their program. Check us out online at weirsmachine.com.
Come on, kids! Let's go outside to play!
Hello, Wolf and Sons? Can you come spray my yard for mosquitoes?
If you can't be outside because of the mosquitoes, call Wolf and Sons at 507-455-3524.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packing products when it comes to shipping your business products? Foamcraft Packaging in Owatonna provides a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call 455-2893. That's 455-2893.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Josh with Rhino Ag. And Josh, the first thing I have to ask is, have you been out doing any shooting contests, or has all of that been put on hold?
Yeah, with this wonderful pandemic we've all dealt with since February, they've canceled every event, which is close to 8 or 10 events, and I'm actually headed this weekend to my first one, and we might get 3 or 4 events in this year, so it's been a big change compared to normal.
I also have to thank Rhino Ag for supporting the Lucas Oil late model races, because with all of this going on in March and April, watched a lot of MAV TV, a lot of Lucas Oil late model events or reruns, and to see the Rhino Ag crank it up. And also we had Jonathan Davenport on a few weeks ago, and he was awesome.
Yeah, it's been exciting. It's tough time. We wish we could be out and actually getting to smell the race fuel and get to watch the events, but thankfully to MAV TV, we can all kind of feel like we're still a part of it, even though it's not live.
It's prime time here in Minnesota to get outside and get those outside projects done. Landscapers, homeowners, construction companies, and farmers can all use some of the time-saving Rhino Ag products. Let's start with the post hole diggers. It sure beats digging all of those post holes by hand.
Well, we know from the homeowner to the biggest of the ranchers, fencing is something that's got to get done, and a post hole digger takes a lot of that stress off of the guy installing or the gal installing the fence, and it just makes the job go a lot faster.
Rhino Ag also has landscape rakes and tillers to prepare the lawn and the ground for planting, and it takes a lot of the back and legwork out of those type of jobs.
Yeah, it's a reasonable priced piece of equipment that really, like you said, it just takes the stress off the operator. There's a multitude of ways to use it, from gardening to reclaiming and regrowing a yard, planting food plots, and just overall working towards a better horticulture that's out there.
And for all those guys out there listening that grew up picking rocks out at Grandpa's field or out at their uncle's field, the Rhino Ag grapples are also a useful tool to move those heavy items, whether you're a farmer or a landscaper.
Yeah, you know, this is the time of the year when it gets super hot outside, storms are prevalent, and simply reclaiming those pastures and getting rid of rocks, brush, and debris from storms, it really makes work go a lot faster, and it doesn't feel like it's that big of a job with a rhino graft.
We are also in the heart of the first hay cutting here in Minnesota. You not only have the equipment to prepare the hay to harvest, but you also have equipment to make it a whole lot easier to get that hay loaded after it's baled.
Yeah, whether you're dealing with the rains and having to tend the hay to make sure you get good quality hay, raking it up to be baled, or once you've run it through the baler, having that Acuma grapple or one of the other many hay pieces that Rhino produces, it makes it super simple to take it from the field onto the trailer and into the barn.
The other key to purchasing and investing in a piece of Rhino equipment is the gearboxes are filled with Lucas Oil products. That's going to increase the life of your investment, and they're also made right here in the U.S., and we have to keep every manufacturer we have going strong.
It's a beautiful partnership. It's something that we looked at 3-4 years ago and coming a part of Team Lucas. And if you're going to sell the best equipment in the world, you might as well work with the best producer in any of the liquid products that Lucas Oil makes. And it does extend the life. It makes them run cooler. And as Lucas says, it just works. So why not have it in the best equipment out there on a Rhino Ag piece?
Josh, how can they find out more about Rhino Ag products and also where their nearest dealer is located at?
They can find us on the web at rhinoag.com. That's R-H-I-N-O-A-G.com. There's a dealer locator on there. It's as simple as putting in your zip code and telling it how many miles out to search, and you can find a dealer close to home or as far out as need be to go get one.
Josh, may those arrows fly straight, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Well, I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing everybody this race season as well.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of VP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Arrow Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at arrowracewheels.com.
You already know, Rhino Ag builds the most robust tractor accessories in the agriculture industry. Ever wondered what a Rhino would cost? Go to rhinoag.com and click on the Build Your Rhino tab. Select the product and spec it out with any option we offer. As always, contact your local dealer for any finance specials or seasonal offers at rhinoag.com.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers products. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. Superior lubricants like JB80 and JB Heavy Duty Chain Lubricants are made for today's farm equipment. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to auto enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor at 952-934-7354 or visit justicebrothers.com. Go with the winner, Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself and has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Welcome back here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Jesse Olson from Medieval Chassis in Mankato. And Jesse, you guys have been busy over there despite everything going on.
Yeah, thankfully we've had a few customers that have carried us through, and now with the race season upon us, the last couple of weeks here, we've seen quite an influx of normal wear and tear items, repair of vehicles, and guys wanting to step up their program and get on some new packages. So it's been great.
Jesse, I know anybody that knows you or has seen your facility knows the attention to detail that you put into every single thing you do. I was definitely impressed at your skills. I know you never skipped a day in welding class because you lay down some of the nicest welds. And when it comes to building something, and especially putting somebody in a race car, those welds, their lives depend on it, and you make sure that it's done correctly.
Yeah, I've got a couple different philosophies when it comes to really all the work that we do. First and foremost is safety. Obviously, I have my own family members that are in race cars, got loved ones, and I want to have the same confidence in those chassis that they're in as just anybody else because they have loved ones and so on and so forth. The other part of it is I'm just a very, very picky, methodical type person, and my thought is if I can make the first chassis and the last chassis that I build in the season identical, then I know they're going to perform the same. No matter where they go across the country, I can tell the person, okay, let's make these adjustments, and it is repeatable. And over the years, you know, we've adjusted our program with the changing times, with the changing rules, and that aspect of it is probably the funnest for me, is to kind of solve the riddle of how to make cars get traction, how to make cars turn the corner, and how to put cars in victory lane with different drivers, different racing situations, different budgets, all these different variables. So I try to keep a very tight eye on what we got going on here.
And Jesse, on the lighter side, as a radio person, the less mistakes I make, the less editing I have to do, and the better welding you do, the less grinding you have to do.
Yep, absolutely. You know, obviously with us having the equipment and the personnel that we have is a very large benefit. I mean, a lot of people think, all right, Medieval Chassis, they may think of myself welding on them. For the last couple of years, it's been really the shop guys and the attitude that they take to know, hey, we're part of this too, and we want to represent Medieval in the same way that it has been for the last 15 years. So they take a lot of pride into it. Those guys put down the welds too. I still get my hands dirty, don't get me wrong, but there's a cumulative effort in the shop here for all of us. And then along with the equipment, I mean, we've got in-house tube laser, in-house flat laser. There's nobody else in the country that I know of that has that in-house capability. So gives us the upper hand on having very, very finessed products.
And even with the slow start to the season, your cars are already finding victory lane.
Yeah, from 2019 to 2020, we had a test program that we had ran and had a few changes that we wanted to make for the 2020 season in the stock cars. And we knew it was going to be a game changer. And right out of the gate, it was. Two of our main guys swept the weekends. So we got 5 wins right out the gate. So for us, the old trying to figure out the race car attitude when you get a brand new race car is silly, because for us, we should know everything and anything about that race car to make sure that it is set up, the setup sheet is right for your track, it's right for your driving style, and get you out there so that all you have to do is let the car settle and race. And that really shows on the results. I mean, first weekend out, first night, you're in victory circle, not just once, but 3 times in a night, 2 times in a weekend. It's just fun.
Jesse, this is one of the coolest things I've ever been involved in, and we've been kind of holding off to make the big announcement because people have a few months to get ready for this. Dirt Show listeners, anybody out there who is interested in switching to stock cars, or they're racing a stock car and maybe it's time to upgrade and get a new one, you are going to have the opportunity to get a brand new 2021 USRA or IMCA stock car chassis, winning bidder's choice. This includes black powder coating and a jigged rear end housing, a $5,050 value, and this is going to be up for sale on the KOWZ Big Deals website this fall, and somebody's going to be able to bid and get that car. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, one of the things that we like doing is genuinely giving back to the racers as much as we can. And sometimes it's not as easy as what people think. We got to still pay bills and things like that. But we really do like getting people into a chassis, a program where they have fun first and foremost and allows them to get out there and support the racing industry. So we're excited about this. We're excited about the 2020 season being on the go, and we'll be excited for the 21 season and the new chassis.
And speaking of helping drivers, you'll even scale their car for them and help them with setup.
Yep, part of the program that we run is we will do the first-time scaling for any individual that purchases a chassis, no matter if that's just a chassis only, all the way up to complete four-roller. And in all honesty, last Wednesday, we had a gentleman that bought a race car from Illinois, and he brought it back, and we did the first full scaling on it and got it all set up for him and ready to go. So he learned a lot. We made sure his car is working properly right off the gate. And for us, that just helps us know when he goes out there and races it that he's on the proper setup, and any feedback, any questions that he may have, we know what's going on with his program too.
If they'd like to find out more about Medieval Chassis or Medieval Metalworks, what's the best way to do that?
Take a look at our website for any pricing, any packages that there may be. You can also give us a call. You can also check out our Facebook page. Really, any which way you can get a hold of us. Sometimes I'm hard to get a hold of myself via telephone just because going a million miles an hour in a lot of different directions. But yeah, get a hold of us.
Jesse, thanks for your time today, and thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open for business 7 days a week, year-round, and the timing to get our doors opened up again couldn't be better. With opening night at Knoxville Raceway scheduled for Saturday, June 6th, you'll want to be sure to stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum to check out all of the new 2020 Sprint Car shirts, jewelry, books, and merchandise that has already arrived for the season. And you'll definitely want to see the new Salute to Champion Greg Hodnett exhibit inside our museum, featuring eight of the sprint cars that Greg drove during his illustrious career, including Greg's B-Mod race car that he won his first feature race in. And you'll see all of the behind-the-scenes equipment that Greg Hodnett used his engineering degree on to fine-tune his race cars long before his competitors caught on to Greg's technology. This and Sprint Car Racing's Greatest Achievers, all at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Extreme!
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Extreme powder coating.
Medieval Metalworks is a 25,000-square-foot facility in Mankato specializing in CNC tube laser and bending, and is the only facility in the area with those capabilities. Medieval Metalworks is a leading precision metal fabrication shop offering all the latest custom metal fabrication technologies under one roof. Whether you need a one-off custom part or thousands of parts produced for your business, contact Medieval Metalworks at 507-386-3930 or stop by and see them at 3000 Technology Drive in Mankato.
Fires Engine Service of Rochester opened its doors in 1975. Hi, this is Corey. Since 1975, we've been offering complete engine machining services and assembly. From flatheads to big blocks, Y-blocks to drag race engines, and street rods to pulling tractors. Plus, Fires Engine Service offers complete dyno service. So if your race car or street car needs a little under the hood, Trust the place who's been there since 1975. Contact Byers Engine Service at 507-282-5586.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety, and Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit, along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Pulver's Towing, and I am joined by Max from Pulver's Towing. And Max, you have been around since 1922.
Well, not myself, but my great-grandpa. I'm fourth-generation tower. My great-grandpa Bill, my grandpa's dad, he started towing. He had an old Model T, goofy-looking tow truck back in 1922. But myself, I've only been doing it for about 10 years.
I also want to talk about response to the calls. A couple weeks ago, we were doing an interview, and all of a sudden I heard you say, "Got a call, gotta go." You guys are on these calls quickly because you never know what you're going to run into. You want to get these roads cleared and keep people safe.
My philosophy about the whole ordeal, about getting out there and just getting it done, is the day goes by faster, you get home sooner, usually. I just like to get out there. I don't like to procrastinate much, you know. Plus, you got to make a good response time for everybody, you know. Can't leave people sitting on the side of the road. So, yeah, you get out there as quick as you can, usually, and do the best job you can.
And customers are very appreciative of that, too.
Absolutely. And sometimes you don't know what you're getting into when you got a semi in the ditch leaning hard, loaded, and tipped over. This is best to make a good response time.
We want to talk about precautions along the road. I know the state of Minnesota has a zipper merge law. I can't believe how many times I'm out there driving and people don't have the courtesy to move over and give you room to do your job. To keep everybody safe, keep yourself safe, that is one thing that people need to adhere to.
Well, right, us tow truck drivers, we want to go home at the end of the day too, you know, but I'm actually kind of used to it. But yeah, Minnesota made a slow down, move over law, and you still find people that don't always move over, but I got used to it a long time ago. But you got to watch when you walk out on that side of the road, and I just hook the truck up as quickly as possible and I get it done and get out of there, you know, but not everybody's going to move over. I've had a few close calls. It's getting a little better. They put that law in effect and it seems to work 80% of the time.
Summertime is officially here, and it's summer travel season. There's going to be a lot more people on the roads going places. If they need fast, efficient, and safe service if they have a breakdown on the road, what is the best way to find out more about Pulver's Towing?
Facebook, Pulver Motor Service on Facebook. You'll pull up Rochester and Worthington's location. Worthington has their own page. We got our own page here in Rochester and Marshall, and you can check out some of the pictures, some of the jobs we've done. Or if you need assistance, just call 507-282-3851. Even if you're all over the state, we can point you in the right direction from there.
Max, thanks for all you do, and thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see you.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
A car guy will never forget their first hot rod, Richard Petty's STP car, or Don Garlitz's Swamp Rat. If you race a car or own a car that means something to you, then CS Customs can capture those memories in a custom die-cast. CS Customs are locally owned and work with you directly to get the details just right. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique for an event or your business, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0 800-332-0892 or see Chris Stangler's Customs.com.
Hi, this is Jim Misgan from Misgan Auto Parts. Misgan Auto Parts has been buying junkers and providing parts to our customers since 1972.
And our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts,
with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Misgan Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. And we ship out parts daily. Call us today, 684-2100, or check us out at Misgan.com.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Thursday night, June 11th, they were racing at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa. In the Hobby Stock A-Main, Mike Smith over Cody Nielsen. In the Modified A-Main, Cody Connect over Jeremy Mills. In the Sport Compacts, Devin Jones over Denny Berghan. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Jake Simpson. And in the Stock Cars, Kelly Shryock over Chad Palmer. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was also racing last Friday night, June 12th. In the Modified A-Main, Jeremy Mills over Todd Steinhardt. In the Stock Cars, Christopher Toot over Kelly Shryock. In the Sport Mods, Colby Fett over Nate Whitehurst. In the Hobby Stock feature, Blaine Hansen over Chris Krug. They were also racing at Mississippi Thunder Speedway last Friday night, June 12th. In the 100-lap Hornet A-Main, Jeremy Johnson over Denny Bernhan Jr. In the USRA B-Mod A-Main, Caden Kath over Parker Hale. In the USRA Hobby Stocks, Chris Hoofden over Steve Dwyer. They were also racing at Murray County Speedway in Slayton, Minnesota last Friday night, June 12th. In the Hobby Stock A-Main, Corey Probst over Malik Sampson. In the A-Modified A-Main, Chad Porter over Jesse Rogatsky. In the Sport Compact feature, Upside Down Bubba Brown over Neil Forsberg. In the Sport Mod feature, Matthew Loaf over Justin Kleesma. And in the Stock Car A-Main, Jason Fisher over Nick Johansson. Last Friday night, the World of Outlaw 410 Wing Sprint Cars invaded the Knoxville Raceway. In the 25-lap A-Main on Friday night, it was Kyle Larson over Donnie Schatz. And on Saturday night at Knoxville Raceway, sweeping the two-night program in the 30-lap A-Main, it was Kyle Larson over Brad Sweet. Deer Creek Speedway was racing last Saturday night, June 13th, in the USRA B-Mod A-Main, Jim Chisholm over Ben Mowdry. In the USRA Modified A-Main, Jason Cummins over Joel Alberts. In the Wissota Midwest Mods, Zach Benson over Jason Vandekamp. In the Wissota Street Stocks, Corey Adams over Zach Elward. And in the Wissota Superstock A-Main, Ryan Wyom over Dylan Kromschroeder. Last Saturday night, June 13th, Fairmont Raceway was racing. In the B-Modified A-Main, Matthew Loaf over Zach Davis. In the Stock Car A-Main, Jeff Larson over Austin Jans. In the Sport Compact feature, Nate Koopman over Jaden Erickson. In the A-Modified A-Main, Brandon Beckendorf over Chris Paulsrook. And in the Hobby Stock feature, Corey Probst over Kieran Sampson. Last Sunday night, June 14th, they were racing at the Mason City Motor Speedway in Mason City, Iowa. In the USRA B-Mod A-Main, Doug McCullough over Kyle Germanson. In the USRA Hobby Stock A-Main, Eric Stanton over Chris Hoofden. In the Modified A-Main, Jason Cummins over Josh Angst. In the USRA Stock Car A-Main, Kevin Dolan over Blake Adams. And in the mini mods, it was Chase Daniels over Logan Brown. Monday night, June 15th, they were running at the Jackson Motorplex. In the A-Modified A-Main, Brandon Beckendorf over Jesse Rogatsky. In the Hobby Stock A-Main, Malik Sampson over Corey Probst. In the Hornets, it was Upside Down Bubba Brown over RJ Esquita. In the B-Modifieds, Matthew Loaf over Zach Davis. And in the Stock Cars, Derek Green over Jeff Larson.
Pulver Motor Service is far more than towing and recovery. Pulver has the versatility and tools to move anything with wheels. Why should you invest in a truck and trailer when for a fraction of the cost, Pulver can move your heavy equipment to the job site and back? With our years of experience and investment in equipment, Pulver Motor Service isn't limited by size, weight, or distance. See for yourself at pulvermotorservice.com. Contact us today and find out how we can help move your business forward.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made, backed by a lifetime warranty. Our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at garageforce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.